It's Thursday, the 24th of March, 8 a.m. It's raining. Ah, it's not very nice at all. It just started last evening, and I guess it continued through the night, and it's still raining, although it's not raining heavily at the moment. It's actually the first rain here for a while, to my knowledge, because we were away for a weekend there. We didn't get rain. In fact, we got glorious sunshine down in Dumfries and Galloway. So I'm not quite sure whether they got wind here or not. Wind. That's because I'm here in Windermere. It's rain. When I go over here, it's not very nice. So this is the first time I've had to come out and put my fleece on for quite a good number of days now. Fleece jacket, that is, and also to don my wide brim hat to keep the rain out of the binaural earbuds, and also to keep the rain off me specs and out of my tea, because I'm clutching my tea close to my chest, to my bosom. So a pretty dreich morning. There's some brightness in the sky, not quite sure which way that's going to go. Yesterday was not very nice up to, I'd say, mid-afternoon. It wasn't raining at all, but it was cold and grey. I got out on the bike. Got out for 16 and a half miles approximately. On the way back, pedalling into a cold westerly wind. Wasn't that powerful a wind, but it was enough to But I thoroughly enjoyed it. Got back on a buzz. My wife had the dinner. Well, she was putting the dinner on when I got back, so by the time I had got changed, the dinner was ready. Bangers and mash, Scotch style. Because up here, well, I say up here, it's all changed now, but we eat the Lorne sausage, which is the square one, the flat square one. Not the Lynx, you get bangers and mash down in England, etc. I love the Lynx ones as well. But anyway, why am I talking about bangers and mash? Bangers and mash and beans, actually, it wasn't bangers and mash and gravy. But shoving some carbs back in, and protein from the beef at the body. I guess it's my way of working around to saying that, again, hard work on the bike. Because I do always push myself, I can't help it. I said to my wife as I left the door yesterday, she asked me where I was going, I said, I don't know where I'm going. I'll go where the road takes me. No, that's not what I said. I said, I don't know, I'm just going to go out the drive and I'll turn whatever direction and that'll be the route, and I'll do that all through the route. What I did say to her was, I'm just going out for a leisurely run. That was the plan. Take it easy. Yeah. Nope. The demonic cyclist in my head took over within half a mile or less, pushing hard all the way. God. Did result in a cramp in my right calf. Just before I got home. All the rides, no, not all, most of the rides that I've had since I started getting back on the bike, there's been a slight hint of cramp in my right calf towards the end of the run. And yesterday was no different. But there's a section of the road in the town where I like to get out of the saddle and go for it, like Mark Cavendish. And I got out of the saddle and woof, off I went, like a train. Yeah, until within a second or two, the right calf cramped up massively. Oh, the pain. Oh, Mr. Blackbird, why are you coming so close? Goodness grief. He's right at my toes. I like him. Anyway. So that was I pedalled it out in the last half mile home. Spinned it out, as I say. But it was pretty painful at the time. I don't know why I'm taking this cramp in the one calf only. Got to be a wee issue there somewhere to get to the bottom of that. Whether or not I'm feeling good, I still feel there's a wee niggle in that calf this morning. So I think actually what I need a massage. I need to have some form of massage in that calf, because there's something in here that needs to come out. I wonder if I ask my wife if she'd massage my calf. Anyone here volunteer to come and massage my calf? Yes, be rewarded with the tea and cake. Anyway, I'm feeling good this morning. Again, endorphins off. Get out and run. Actually, I didn't realise I'd gone so much. I have all the apps and gear to tell me, you know, distance and elevation and speed and all those kind of things. But I just let my phone switch itself off after it times itself normally, because I like to get home and then see how well I've done or how badly I've done. So I was quite surprised to see that when I got home I'd actually done over 16 miles. I didn't think it was that far. Anyway, it's all great stuff, and if I'm doing it just now, again, it was cold yesterday, though, not raining. It was very cold, biting, cutting. If I can do that now, I'm just going to enjoy things when summer comes. If the summer comes, that is. I'd love to go. I'd love to take a bike to a warm country and jump on with the minimum amount of cycling gear and be setting out with, it's 25, it's 30 degrees, oh, it's lovely, I feel that. Instead of wearing a wind buff to keep the chill off the back of your head and neck, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it, Mr. Blackbird? Why are you... I wonder. Is he trying to distract me because the nest is up in the laurel bush behind me? Is that what you're doing? Maybe not. Anyway. A fresh morning, you could call it. I call it dreich. I guess the farmers will be glad. I'd be glad of rain on top of all our efforts over the past couple of weeks, maybe longer than a couple of weeks now, of fairly good weather, fairly dry weather.